This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Giving. Ain't no mountain high enough. Let me sing that last hour, Jennifer. You missed out, boy. Am I ticked off at you? Or I'm ticked off at your father for taking you out so late last night on his birthday. What's the big idea?
Well, you know, we had a little station trouble. You know, that's the fun when you work together. There's a little something going on, then we work on it together, and then we have to go to dinner.
Yeah. So you never have any of those troubles being here with me.
We never have any problems here, no.
No.
Works smooth like a baby's
thumb. Smooth as glass. Right, exactly. All right, so...
Are we saying ain't no thing but a turkey wing today?
We were doing gobbling. We have an official recognition now of Victoria Keelan. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to DJV. Doug, Jen,
you guys were gobbling
Victoria.
While I was gone?
We were...
Oh, no.
She doesn't understand the difference between a regular turkey and a tom turkey. And so
I never got an answer. I just heard that there is.
Yes, the same as chicken and a rooster.
Tom turkey. My Tom's question, boy. Right. My question, Jen, was with turkeys, and I admitted this is a city slicker question, but with turkeys, is it like a rooster and a chicken type thing? So there's like a male and a female.
Is there gobble gobble gobble?
And there's a tom, and you know, I actually have a tip for those of you who have not purchased a turkey yet. Mm-hmm. Yes. So the tom is the boy turkey, and then the hen is the girl turkey. Mm-hmm. And I typically go for the girl turkey. Because, as in life, the girls have a little bit more meat on their bones, and as in life, the boys have a little more bone in their bones.
And a little
Wait,
tougher,
do
too.
Do they really call baby turkeys Jake's and Jenny's? Is that really a thing, or did Google lie to me?
I think Google, I've never heard that. Like, who am I?
You don't want to be a baby turkey?
Sorry, let's have a little farm lesson here. This is for everybody.
I've never thought about turkey sex, so I don't know.
People, it's pretty
You know what it sounds like? Karen knows what it sounds like.
Okay, so this may be getting into the weeds a little bit too deeply, but for those of you down on the farm, the relationship between, for example, pigs, there are sows and there
and
are
sow nuts.
Jeez, is that like general sows?
Excellent chicken, that guy.
Cows are cows. There's heifers and there's bulls.
Right.
Turkeys are turkeys. There are tom turkeys and then there are hens. There's a difference in the chicken world. There are chickens. Chickens are both male and female. The hen is the female and the tom is the male.
Wait.
Okay. Got it? What? What am I waiting for?
I have a question.
Okay, Jennifer.
Oh, my God. I'm sounding so stupid right now.
No, you probably sound like another city slicker, just like
Keelan. Yeah, don't worry. Like, I already set the bar on stupidity this morning.
I didn't have a lot of sleep. What do they do with all the boy chickens?
What about them? You mean, do they disembowel them?
Well, the boy chickens don't lay eggs, right?
The boy chickens do not lay eggs. That's true.
Okay, that one was lower than mine, okay?
Shut up. I told you, don't judge me.
I'm so happy you're here.
Okay,
so what did they do with all the boy chickens? Do we eat those? Do we eat the boys and the girls
lay
eggs?
Well, the boys have to get together with the girls for them to have eggs.
Yeah, but like I'm thinking of my uncle's farm. Yeah. He had a whole chicken coop.
Right. And there weren't many roosters.
But you can't write.
Yeah. With one rooster. Roosters don't live... too long, or it's like...
Well, God, they must be exhausted with all those women.
On the farm, the bulls, people chastise me because I name the cows after my friends. And like the Richie, I had a bull named after him, and then I castrated him. Because, you know, there's not...
What happens after you castrate him?
They lose their male...
I know, but like, what do they do in life? What's then their...
They become beef. They become...
Oh, so not only do you cut their mouth, then you eat them?
I don't eat them. No, that's not...
Skip to the end result if you're going to do it. Don't... Knock
well, wait a minute.
I mean, what are you, Jeffrey Dahmer?
We're
talking
I
about like the
stuff.
You get rid of the berries, not the twig, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. The berries.
But
go
what's the point if you're going to axe them anyway when they're out of service? Can't you just?
Would you stop saying I'm? Why do you ask? Why do you say you?
Well,
I don't
mean you. Okay. Don't get so offensive. Don't get so sensitive. No. a person when yes. one is done with it. How's that? Jiminy Christmas. Yes, when one is
welcome
done
to
with
Farm Anatomy 101, ladies
with the
and gentlemen.
Beef cow. I'm why do you have to? Why can't you just?
Yeah, it does seem sort of like you know.
What,
seems
give like me that again. Problem. Why don't I?
Why don't you?
What's and the then, point? If you're going to just eat them anyway, what's the
yeah,
point?
Yeah, why do you have to...
Eat them as veal instead of as full bone? Well, that's up to the person that's raising.
No, I mean, a bull is castrated what? At what age?
Pretty young. If you're going to make them... Yeah, no.
But they wouldn't be veals.
First couple. I didn't do it myself, but I've known a lot of guys when they're born, you see them in the bull, they just put an elastic band around their testicles, and then they fall off in a week or two.
How does that work again?
Oh.
Put an elastic band.
You
want
to come on vacation over to my house, Dougie?
So I can take care of whoever is there besides you?
I got a rubber band or two.
Yeah. Okay, maybe that's enough.
I'm just happy I learned that the turkey male turkeys don't lay eggs.
That was an important
turkeys
step.
Turkeys don't lay
in the
eggs.
Progress of evolution.
That. Turkey eggs. Do they turkeys lay eggs?
Turkeys, yeah. Female turkeys, hens.
Really?
Lay, of course they lay eggs. How do you think? Where do you think the turkeys
they would.
Come from?
They're poultry. Yeah.
Yeah. Hello. Ding ding.
Shut
ding,
up,
ding,
please.
Ding.
Give me a break. And I take it back. Right. I don't even like saying shut up. I'm just tired.
All right, leave me alone. Ladies. And gentlemen, anybody else who has any questions whatsoever about the anatomy of any animal, you can feel free to call us right now, 888-302-3684.
I can't wait to answer these phone calls.
Are you sure you're not going to hear Don Imus doing this?
No, of course not. He'll be complaining about something, but it won't be. He'll be complaining that Nikki Haley is the new UN ambassador. And we had a little conversation this was after, I guess I made the announcement on the air. Victoria and I were talking about her and what she brings to the table. And because of her, what I consider her extreme political views and some of the social issues, this is not meant to be a sexist remark. I would say that about Pence. The more you can, from my perspective, put Pence aside, and it looks to me like he's already being neutered somewhat because he and Mitt Romney do not like each other at all. And they're complete opposites. I'm betting by Monday morning at this time, Mitt Romney will be the designated Secretary of State.
You know who's going to be the designated survivor?
Who?
Ben Carson. Carson looks like he's going to become the new person for HUD.
Yep.
And
that's
so,
a good choice.
And
why
so
not health
Kiefer
and education?
Sutherland's role on designated.
Right.
So you know Ben Carson.
Yes.
Because don't
perfect.
Forget Ben Carson said, I'm in. I want to work for the Trump administration. And he's like, no, I'm out. I can do more in the private sector. And he goes, oh, no, I'm back in again. And so Donald right. Trump's like, all right, HUD for you. You know that he probably is coming back in because he's seen the Kiefer Sutherland show. And he's like,
right.
Mm-hmm. I could make it. Yeah. All right. I've been talking about this book. A daybook of gratitude, which is great for Thanksgiving, any time of the year, actually. I'm getting, hopefully, Jennifer, people to focus on today, tomorrow. I mean, we should do this every day. And my friend Maria Trilogy, who is about to get started, what is it, next week, Kara, that we have her?
Yep, starting next week.
Every day she will have an astrological projection as to what the day and the week is all about. And
hide. Can
what?
I do mine? Can I do mine? I'm going to be like, hide.
Stay away.
Stay in bed.
Remember that old song? Go away, little girl. That'll be Jennifer. I think we're going to not have much constructive conversation today, folks. I think Jennifer has just been responsible for us getting off the rails. Anyway, as you travel and think, and maybe I can get you started into this routine that Maria has gotten me started. Actually, Meredith's been great at this, too, over the years. Thinking about what we have to be thankful for, all the wonderful things that even think about yourself, your individuality, your confidence, what you look like. Are you creative? Do you have a good sense of humor? What about your voice?
I'm all right.
Your voice. You know, the thing I'm most thankful for today is that Roberta Fasanelli is not here with you. Because if she were here, I would just go away for the rest of the program. I've had these days, Victoria, when Jennifer and Roberta would go off onto these, and I would lose complete control of the, and I just might as well not be here.
Just turn your mic off. Go get some coffee.
Now you're getting it.
If it went so cold, I go out and get on a tractor and just have some fun. Anyway, feeling good about who you are and feeling good about your uniqueness, I think your talents, is something that goes with all of the other things that you ought to be thankful for. Put yourself in a position of power. Put yourself there. Be grateful and happy that you are who you are and what it is that you bring to the world, because it is unique. No matter what, you may think it's good or I don't have, you know, the same thing that somebody else has, but I'll tell you one thing about you that's more unique than anything else, and that's your smile. When you look in the mirror, do yourself a favor. Will you please, men and women, people of all ages, will you smile at yourself? Would just spend a minute actually looking at yourself and smiling at yourself. Find a way to do that today, tomorrow, and maybe every day. Smile at who it is you're looking at, because you're looking at somebody who's pretty cool for the most part. Unless you're the guy driving the school bus in Chattanooga or the other guy who shot the police officer in, where was that? Was that that guy?
St. Louis, San Antonio.
No, St. Louis is where the police officer had nothing to do with anything. Yeah. He's just there and he gets shot.
That's, shot in the face, yeah, twice.
Okay, so how did we sobered pretty quickly there, didn't we?
Yeah.
18 past the hour.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Granger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Granger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Granger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Granger, Granger, Granger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Granger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Granger. When it comes to safety, Granger's got your back. Call clicksafety.granger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.99%. APR, 4.77%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.99% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
The first place to stop and the best place to shop is Kohl's Black Friday. Shop Black Friday deals online all week long at Kohl's.com. Get $24.99 toys, $7.99 after rebate kitchen electrics, $29.99 diamond and crystal earrings. And stores open Thursday at 6 p.m. Plus, only once a year, everyone gets $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. The first place to stop and the best place to shop is Kohl's Black Friday. Select styles, hours may vary by location. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The holidays are here. This year, be sure to get real cash back on all your shopping with Ibotta. Download the free Ibotta app, I-B-O-T-T-A, and get cash back on gifts, groceries, and alcohol for all your celebrations. Just unlock, shop, and get cash. Gifts for them, cash for you. Download Ibotta free today and get $10 just for trying it. $10. I-B-O-T-T-A. This holiday, you've got to Ibotta.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Granger. Granger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Granger's got your back. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Ben. Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Now 23 and change after the hour. It's a musical portion of this hour of the DJV experience, and it's LL Cool J to whom you are listening at the moment. LL Cool J stands for Ladies Love Cool James. His real name is James Corden. He changes frequently from
one identity. Just when I'm so proud of you, it all ends.
Really? Well, thank you. All right, so anyway, the cool man has been removed from the Grammys, and his place, another CBS person who's coming up the totem pole, James Corden. So he's hosting the Grammys, and LL is not. A lot of people caught off guard by this news. He's been, 5 years, I think, at the...
He's done a good job, too. Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah.
Corden hosted the Tony Awards earlier this year for the first time. It was the highest-rated show in the history of the broadcast, so it's not surprising CBS would have him work on the Grammys as well.
And the carpool karaoke thing, will be a theme.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so that's
he's so into pop music anyway. I mean, he's a great choice if it's not going to be LL.
Yeah. Well, he's a very likable guy, and people will be annoyed.
You should have let them both do it. That would have been cool.
It would have been. Thank you, Jennifer. That made a lot of sense. Okay. Instead of alienating a group of people, so you put them both there. Hello, ding, ding.
Well, we also don't know if LL quit. He has a hit show. He's got the lip sync show, lip sync battle, or whatever.
The Grammys are one night. No big deal. You go in 4 hours ahead, do the rehearsal, and do the show. No big deal. So, I'm not buying
that.
There's more
than that put into it, but okay.
Do you know where my method in life came from, Doug Clegg? Why would you quit a job? Just take another one. It's another job.
That's all. Just something else to do. So you're walking around the street naked.
Doug's like, I would host the Grammys, and I'd also be the limo driver who picks everybody up on the way there.
Jeb Bush did it. Why shouldn't I? Isn't that bad company?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Let's get to, wait a minute, Vince Neil. Vince Neil has been uninvited as well. So LL was uninvited and Vince has been uninvited. And he had been recruited to perform on the presidential inauguration. However, later in, I think it was even in the same day. This guy's from Motley Crue, by the way, if you don't know who he is. He was uninvited. The promoters asked if I was available. I said, yep. And Neil said to the invitation, we all send in the band's passports to the Secret Service so everybody could get in. And all the crew people not knowing who was winning, but we were already scheduled to play anyway.
I said, the inaugural ball?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said, I didn't think it mattered who won. We'd still be there for the party. I guess there's more politics.
Choice.
But yeah. Having Vince Neil there or Motley Crue?
Someone messed up. Someone must have been like, oh, yeah. Vince Neil, sure. And then it was like, you know.
Maybe they thought it was Vince Gill, and then they found out it's not.
So he's going to be, though, on Celebrity Apprentice.
That's what I think is really
the first of the year. Yeah.
Axe that guy, traitor, going on the Arnold version. Please.
So how is Arnold going to say you're fired? Anybody want to practice?
You're fired.
You're fired.
You're fired.
Or
fired.
You won't be back.
That's even better. That's very
That's
good.
That's a good one.
Very good, Victoria.
Oh, wow. What do you mean? He probably does a play on that.
Yeah.
What? You'll not be back?
Yes.
You won't be back.
You won't be back.
You know, I started following a bunch of weirdos on Snapchat because I was just bored one day. And I don't know how I ever...
With all the jobs you have, how do you be bored?
I know. I don't know. I think I was sitting somewhere watching some... I don't know. I was probably waiting for something. And so I added a bunch of people. Arnold Schwarzenegger, one of them, that has a very vibrant Snapchat following.
Really? How do you mean that?
I mean that he uses Snapchat, Dougie.
All right.
He was out handing out turkeys the other day.
He was? Where was he? In Santa Monica? He owns half
in downtown L.A.
He was. Handing out turkeys. Where did he get the turkeys?
I don't know. He's a very short man, though. I've been to events with him.
Yeah, Arnold's not a big, tall guy.
No.
By the way, speaking of turkeys, we have the Advanced Turkey 101 class starring Kara Schillen in the next half hour. You'll want to stick around for that. 28 past the hour now on DJB.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. If your pet has suddenly manifested an appetite disorder, see your veterinarian, who should conduct a thorough examination to make sure the pet is not suffering from any illness. If your pet receives a clean bill of health, begin therapy for his problem at once. This may mean, of course, an adjustment in your entire approach toward eating and feeding. Ask your vet about vitamins for the young, old, thin, or weak pet. Many veterinarians believe it's a good idea. Always remember that food is a matter of survival for an animal, and tampering in any way with this basic need can cause severe psychological and physical disorders. If you love your pet, you want him to be as healthy as possible, playful and content and interested in life. And his emotional and physical well-being are directly related to what and how he is fed. As long as the whole family's attitude about food and mealtimes remains as enjoyable and trouble-free as possible, you should have a happy pet who eats to live and doesn't live to eat. If you have any questions about feeding your pet or how much, check with your veterinarian. We don't want our pets to get obese. We just want them to be healthy. I'm Warren Eckstein.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about $10 a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is
your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The hour here with DJV, Doug, Jen, and Victoria. It's Doug, Stephan, Jennifer Horn, and Victoria Keelan, along with Kara Schillen, who answers the phone when people call asking about whether turkeys are like chickens or whatever it was. What did you got some calls? I said just
like poultry pornography calls, by the way.
Yeah, poultry pornography. I like that.
Did Jen and Victoria lay eggs?
Really?
Which, no, they don't.
No. Has nothing to do. Well, I said if you have questions about farm animals, how do Victoria and Jennifer get confused with farm animals by callers?
Yeah, that's just rude, people.
Yes.
It's kind of
we
rude.
Only have two hooves.
Huh? All right, so in a moment we're going to meet John McGinley, John C. McGinley, who is an actor of some note. If you have not If you don't know right off the top of your head who McGinley is, just Google his name and you will see him and you will immediately know who we are going to be talking to. So there's a show on that he's been starring in this season called Stand Against Evil. The finale is tonight, so we're going to talk to him about that and some other things going on in his career. Meanwhile, President Obama last night giving the Medal of Freedom Award to a number of Americans who deserved it, I thought. The guy from Space Jam is how he described Michael Jordan. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar won. Ellen DeGeneres was the sweetest of all of them, I think, if you look at some of the...
Vin Scully.
Vin Scully as well. Tom Hanks, the Gateses, Bob, listen to me like I know him, Bob De Niro. That's Diana Ross.
What a
Lauren
great
Michaels. The boss was there. Cecily Tyson. So they all won.
And okay, that's and Frank Gehry, the architect, too.
Frank Gehry, yeah, exactly.
I'm going to say something nice, and then I'm going to say something but. Okay. Oh. I'm actually going to miss the public persona of Obama. The way he actually goes up in front of the crowd, he's a very charismatic speaker, very likable. He's sort of a natural in front of the microphone.
Right.
Gonna miss that about him. He had a lot of fun with those people. Obviously, he was in his element. He was surrounded by the celebs. It was a fun thing. No one's criticizing. It was good.
Yep.
Okay, here's the big but.
Right.
Wouldn't it be nice if, like, one of those people, and I don't know, because I admittedly have not paid attention in years past, but if one of those people had just been a private citizen doing something good for the world instead of just all celebrities.
All celebrities, yeah, good thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like, or at least, you know, like, even the architect, you really, you know, it's a celebrity architect.
Somebody
I think
it
would be really cool if there was even just one, like, I you know, not asking for much, but someone who's just doing a great job in, like, Podunk, Iowa. You know, like somehow, I just think that would be really, really cool.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
But how did that start, the Presidential Medal of Freedom? Do we know the history of
Kennedy
it?
Kennedy started. He started that at the same time he pardoned the
turkeys. Yeah, it was going crazy.
I think it was about that time, though, if not mistaken.
I wonder if it has it always been celebrities.
It was. As far back as I can remember, yes, yeah. I think it has been.
But I think, Jen, you're right. I think that would be great.
Good. Yep.
If there
all right,
was,
in a moment.
Because it's a civilian award, so.
We'll meet John C. McGinley, who was in Platoon, and, well, you got this whole resume. I'll go through that with him, and we'll talk about this show, Stand Against Evil, other things that are going on in the world of entertainment, just a matter of moments away here.
This report is brought to you by Jason's Deli. What does tradition mean to you? For 40 years, the tradition at Jason's Deli has always been making quality meals for the communities it loves. As a way of saying thank you to their loyal customers, participating Jason's Deli locations will be celebrating its 40th anniversary with a Customer Appreciation Day on Wednesday, November 30th. With a purchase of any adult entree, diners will also get select signature menu items at their original prices from 1976. Some sandwiches are as low as $1.35. Joe Tatoris Jr., founder of Jason's Deli.
From our gluten-free and meatless items to our historic ban of artificial trans fats, Jason's Deli has consistently been at the forefront of change when it comes to offering menu items that anyone can enjoy. We're proud to be founded on this principle of choice and will continue to honor this tradition for many years to come.
To learn more and check for participating Jason's Deli locations, visit www.jasonsdeli.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
John C. McGinley, who is an actor that has graced the screen in movies like Platoon and Wall Street and Talk Radio, Born on the 4th of July, Nixon, Any Given Sunday, I can go on and on. I could be his agent, actually. The first thing that Victoria and I want to know, John, is what the C stands for in John C. McGinley.
Christopher.
John?
And when I went to get my equity card, which is the union that controls theater in New York, I guess the United States, there was a John McGinley, and I was working at a restaurant called Mary Lou's on 9th Street between 5th and 6th, and when I didn't have to be a waiter anymore, I went up to the Equity, was located at like 51st and Broadway at the time, and I went up there, and they said, name, and I said, John McGinley. They said, no, we already show John McGinley. I said, okay, well, it's John Christopher McGinley. And they said, okay, that's a little clunky. And I said, okay, look, I just want to join the union. And they said, okay. And I said, okay, it's John C. McGinley. And they said, okay, done, that's your new name. And I was like, wow, what is this, Ellis Island? Just let me in the union.
What age were you when that happened? At what age were you able to migrate from the tables at the restaurant to in front of a camera?
1982. I was 2 years away from graduating grad school at NYU, but I got a summer stock gig in upstate New York, and it was an Equity house. And so, summer of 82, June of 82.
All right, so you're in this show that's the season finale is tonight of Stand Against Evil. When you look at all you've done and who you are, do you ever pinch yourself? Is there...
The only time I pinch myself is when I've successfully gotten everybody into the minivan and gotten the three different inmates in this asylum to pottery, horseback riding, and ballet in the same 20-minute period, and no teachers have given me the stink eye because anybody's late. Then I sit, I have my Starbucks, and I wait until their hour is done, and then I pick them up at pottery, I pick them up at ballet, I pick them up at horseback riding, and we go to swimming. And so that's when I pinch myself, when I'm having my Starbucks in between pickups.
It's a good way for you to learn lines. You have time to learn lines for whatever the next thing is.
No, I have time for a nap.
Well, Doug brings up a good point, John. You have played so many incredible, iconic characters, and I feel like you are one of those actors. You touch every generation, and I know our producer, Kara, loved you on Scrubs. I personally loved you in Office Space. That movie, I know, had such a cult following. Do people still stop you on the street and refer to you as one of the Bobs or ask you how you really feel about Michael Bolton?
Yeah, I get that sometimes. I get some Michael Bolton blowback. Yeah.
Have you ever met Michael Bolton?
I haven't. For all I know, he's the greatest guy on the planet, but I've never met Michael.
Well, you've been able to go so seamlessly throughout your career, back and forth between TV and film. Do you have a preference, or do you like having that balance?
No, I asked Al Pacino when I first met him on Any Given Sunday, Oliver's football film. I asked him, I said, why'd you want to become an actor in the first place? And without blinking, he said, because he always wanted to be a storyteller, that he always was a storyteller. And if that's good enough for Al, that's good enough for me. I always was participating in some form of a storytelling process. And whether that was the Thanksgiving talent show or doing Gilbert and Sullivan operettas at a boys' camp up in New Hampshire in the summer, at no point was I not involved in storytelling. And that's kind of the genesis of this.
What is there about what you do that turns you on? You have to still be at it. You're working. And when people come to you and say, will you do this? Do you say yes to everything? Or are you
somewhat
selfish? No,
I say no to everything. So I can drop people off at ballet and pottery. I say no to... My favorite thing is to say no. And that came out more arrogant than I meant it to. But I don't like going away for 4 months and stopping your life unless there's some story that I want to participate in.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a nice place to be. Where do you live? You live upstate New York? Obviously someplace where there are horses, so you're not living in New York City.
Southern California. I grew up in New York City, but I'm in Southern California now.
Oh, all right. So, yeah, you can ride the horses there year-round. What about this Stand Against Evil? What brought you into that? This is the first time you've been in a starring vehicle, per se. Is that true?
No, but what I liked about it was that the guy who created it was one of the Emmy Award-winning writers on The Simpsons. And so with that pedigree of subversion and wrongness, what he put on the page, I just thought was so interesting and random. And it's cut from the same cloth as Homer Simpson. And the protagonist is this guy who 2 seconds ago was married for 30 years and was a sheriff for 30 years. And that was all taken away in one fell swoop. And he's this really injured, damaged guy. And he doesn't have a priest or a rabbi or a shrink that he can go do loss reconciliation with. He just has nothing. And so he just wants to sit in his lazy boy and drink 1,000 beers and watch the History Channel. But he can't even do that because there's 172 witches trying to kill him. And so
he gets a lead pipe and starts to bash witches over the head. I mean, that's great. Call action and get out of my eye line.
And it's definitely not something you've been able to do on screen before.
I guess we did it a little bit with Identity, and in Seven was kind of scary.
Oh,
and
right,
I did
yeah.
those Dean Koontz miniseries. So, I mean, I have, in some sense, done plenty of horror films, but this was horror comedy.
Right.
And that genre is really a hard one, because when you successfully straddle two different tones of horror and comedy, which nobody ever does, like John Landis did in An American Werewolf in London, or in Kolchak, Night Stalker, what you're doing is you're flirting with two different tones, and the one is horror, and so if the monster's too scary, then you're The Exorcist, and you can't break a joke in The Exorcist, it's not possible, and if the monster's completely declawed, then you're Scooby-Doo, and so somewhere in the middle there, if you try to straddle those two tones, is this really artful space, and that's where Stand Against Evil lives.
And that's certainly what fans on social media say about Stand Against Evil, which the season finale is tonight on IFC at 10 p.m. Eastern. And I know fans are just so looking forward to seeing how the season's going to end.
Yeah, it's pretty ambitious. The last half hour of Stand Against Evil is it's kind of like Bill Murray in... It's a time loop themed episode, like Bill in Groundhog Day, where one of the characters in the show has to keep repeating the same circle of behavior until something is ticked off. And it is crazy ambitious, and it's a good half hour of television as I've ever done.
Mm. Mixing laughter and frightful stuff is a challenge for sure. IFC is the home of offbeat, unexpected comedies like this one. If you want to, if you've been following or you haven't, and we've intrigued you with this conversation, you want to check out season finale of Stand Against Evil, which is on, as Victoria said, at 10 Eastern time on IFC. John C. for Christopher McGinley, a pleasure to get to know you. Best of luck as you continue to be successful with things just like this. Thanks for being here.
Did you know that dogs and cats can develop diabetes just like humans? Many pet owners don't know, but it's a manageable condition. That's why experts are raising awareness during November, Pet Diabetes Month. West Coast-based veterinarian Dr. Courtney Campbell.
Proper management is the key to maintaining a happy and healthy pet with diabetes. It's also critical to work with your vet to determine regimen and routine. With good care, nutrition, and plenty of exercise, a diabetic pet can live as long as a pet without diabetes of the same age and gender.
Dr. Campbell says the first step for pet owners is recognizing if your four-legged friend has any signs.
Some signs of pet diabetes include drinking more water than usual, urinating more frequently, and always acting hungry. If you see any of these signs, you should speak with your veterinarian and get your pet tested as soon as possible.
For more, visit PetDiabetesMonth.com. This message brought to you by Merck Animal Health.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. All right, TV news time now, in addition to the conversation we just had. You'll be interested to know that Shannon Doherty has confirmed a reboot of that classic movie Heathers for TV Land.
Yeah.
Really? Love it.
Really?
I used to love Heathers.
Duke. Yeah? Really, why? What's there about it that you like?
It was just when I was a young girl, when I was a teenager. It wasn't the greatest message ever. But when I was a teenager, it was a big deal.
A big deal. So Winona Ryder and Kristen Slater were in the original. Was that a movie? It was a movie, right?
It was a movie, yeah. It was about Heather, who was the brown-haired Heather, who was Shannon Doherty, and then three blonde Heathers who were Mean Girls. This was Mean Girls, like, 80s style.
Really?
And so it was about these three Heathers who were horrible, and so Shannon Doherty takes it upon herself to make sure that she makes them pay, and she ends up killing all three of them.
Lovely. All right, what's on tonight that's big?
It's a rough message, a little dark. All right, tonight, I'm going to give you a little weird stuff. There's not much new on TV tonight, so you can catch a new episode of Duck Dynasty in celebration of Turkey Day on A&E. Little Women LA is new on Lifetime, and then NBC has Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, the spectacular
boring
story. Oh, come on.
Boring.
Just go drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, ICOM Geeks on site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Time for our weekly visit from Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show and all of the various and sundry ancillary things that come out of the Pet Show that are good, like hugs and kisses, which is Warren's line of minerals and vitamins just for your dog, formulated just for your dog, and then there's another one formulated just for your cat. Find out more at petshow.com or hugsandkisses.com. We'll be talking about the do's and don'ts when it comes to Thanksgiving and your pet, especially your dog. Item number one is don't feed your dog cat bones. We'll go from there in just a moment. Here with Warren Eckstein.
This Black Friday, Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry is the only place you'll find the exclusive Pandora Holiday Charm Gift Set. This unique set includes 12 festive charms and clips, including the Jared exclusive Mrs. Santa Claus charm and a special limited edition Black Friday charm, all packaged in a beautiful keepsake box. And starting Black Friday, you can save $225 on the entire set. It's the Pandora Jewelry Set she'll treasure forever. That's why he went to Jared.
The first place to stop and the best place to shop is Kohl's Black Friday. Shop Black Friday deals online all week long at Kohl's.com. Get $24.99 toys, $7.99 after rebate kitchen electrics, $29.99 diamond and crystal earrings, and And doors open Thursday at 6 p.m. Plus, only once a year, everyone gets $15 cold cash for every $50 spent. The first place to stop and the best place to shop is Kohl's Black Friday. Select styles, hours may vary by location. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
All right, so Thanksgiving means all kinds of things in terms of visitation. You bring your dog with you, or if people are coming to visit you and they bring their dogs with them, there are some cardinal rules about what to do in terms of food. A lot of people aren't smart enough to know, Warren, not to give a chicken bone or a turkey bone or a cat bone to their dog, right?
Yeah, on top of that, though, Doug, cats and dogs aren't used to heavy seasoning we put in our foods or the high fat content, and that can cause a lot of stomach irritation and result in vomiting and other problems. So here's a list. I put a list together of things we should never give our pets, but especially on Thanksgiving. Bones, for example, you just nailed it, that whether it be turkey bones, chicken bones, beef bones, any type of bones, the chips can lodge in their throat, so no bones. Onions and garlic, they contain sulfides, which can cause problems and can be toxic to some pets. Now, raisins and grapes, we don't know exactly why it does, but it can cause a choking hazard and could set up other ingestion problems as well. Avocado, both the poisons in the fruit and the pit. Walnuts and macadamia nuts can cause pancreatitis. Chocolate, of course, we all know about the thymobromide. Now, here's something I didn't know. Tomato stems, leaves, and potato skins can really be dangerous to especially cats, but dogs as well. Mushrooms, chewing gum. You know, the reason chewing gum is dangerous.
Chewing gum.
Well, no, a lot of people will leave chewing gum around or in their purse, and dogs or cats will be attracted. And it contains xylitol, which can be real dangerous. Now, this one's for you, Doug. Beer. Don't leave your beer around your dog, okay? Beer or any type of hot or alcohol.
Because there'll be so much beer around where I am. Yeah.
Can cause a problem. But this is the most important thing. If you notice your dog or cat got into something and you're not sure, I want everyone to write this phone number down. I'm going to give you a phone number. It's for the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. It's their Poison Control Center. Here's the number. 888-426-4435. If you don't remember that, it's 888-4-ANNIE-HELP. 888-4-A-N-I-HELP. You should write that down. I have it on my refrigerator all the time just in case I have a question. But the bottom line is you're going to be okay with your dogs and cats. It's, as you said early on, Doug, it's the people coming over. How do you control the guests? What I usually do is I'll put down a tray of specific things made for my pets, and I say, if you want to give my dog a treat, please not what you're eating. Give him one of these that I've had.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah. What would be on that tray?
I would have little biscuits. I can make little things, little slices of... See, I have my dog convinced that carrots are made out of liver. So what I'll do is I'll cut up some carrots. He does. He's never heard the word carrot. It's been liver from day one.
Liver,
I'll give
yes.
some of the hugs and kisses treats, some little treats, some biscuits I have made up. So what I'll do, even a little chicken maybe, I'll make a little tray for them. And they're just as excited to get what's off of that tray because it's special as anyone sitting at the table.
Very cool.
And also...
So What about dessert?
Well, dessert? My dogs are not dessert eaters, so I eat their dessert. I'm not worried about it. It depends on the dog. You know, some dogs, like my dog loves a little bit of whipped cream. So sometimes if it's his birthday, I'll put a little bit of whipped cream on his biscuit, you know, just to make it a big thing. But the bottom line is keep the desserts for yourself and make sure you know where your pets are. A lot of people coming over, doors opening, gates closing. Have a safe space for your dog or cat so they don't get out accidentally.
Do you have any friends who have pet turkeys?
Pet turkeys, no, but yeah. I used to have a pet turkey years and years ago.
Up in Cobleskill.
It was a great, you know, he died of old age, thank goodness. He wasn't eaten by anybody, but great, really smart animals. They don't look smart, but they're a lot smarter than you think.
Turkeys are a lot smarter than chickens are. I found that out. Very smart. Well, not very smart, but better than, if you will. Warren Eckstein, your pet's best friend here.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.